A game of Simon Says, or as we played it today in the children's time, Jesus Says, is a simple way of illustrating authority. If Jesus says go, you go. If Jesus says stand, you stand, if you can. If Jesus says hug, you hug. And if Jesus says give, you give. Authority and power. That word power in Greek is an important one. It's the word dunamis, and it means having the potential for functioning in some way. Might, strength, force, capability, power. We get the word dynamite from the Greek word dunamis, which is also very interesting. Explosive, forceful, influential, abrupt, instantaneous, not to be argued with, not to be obstructed or ignored. That's authority. The apostle writes, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. Knowing what is the hope to which God has called us, the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints, the immeasurable, I love these words, the immeasurable greatness of God's power for and within us. Hope is often misunderstood. Hope and faith are actually closely synonymous in the Christian religious context. Hope translates the Greek word elpis. Faith translates the Greek word pistis. Now, you hear in both of those words, elpis, pistis, you hear the same Greek root. It's a common root between those two words, expressing a related idea, an idea that you see even in the book of Hebrews, where it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope and faith are two sides of the same coin, two aspects of the same thing. Hope is a condition generated by faith, and faith is that to which hope looks for fulfillment. Our hope is in Christ's love, in Christ's presence, and in Christ's power for and within us. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Our faith and hope are not nebulous and undefined. Sometimes it sounds like they are, but they're not. Our faith and our hope are specifically placed in that very amazing grace of God that raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection power, the life-bringing, life-transforming, life-establishing, life-renewing presence and power of God. A life-giving power which Jesus shares with us, which, like the tide coming in through a harbor, raises all the boats, from the smallest little dinghy to the greatest cruise ship, freighter, and tanker. When I was a little kid, this was always fascinating for me to watch. Down on the Gulf of Mexico, we'd be getting ready to go out on a fishing expedition out into the Gulf, and I wasn't looking forward to it because I got seasick. But we would wait, and we could see the tide coming in, and we could see all the boats there being raised by the same tide coming in. Little ones and big ones, didn't matter. They were all raised by that tide. The idea of Christ's resurrection power is similar in that it raises us all. It can raise us all to life here and now. It's not just about the hereafter, it's about the here now. As an adult, I really need that power. As a kid, I was amazed by watching the power of the tide lifting the boats, and I was amazed by the power of God's grace in the life of my family and friends and church. As an adult, I really need that power. I get tired sometimes doing the simplest things. I get exhausted. I recently had COVID, and the experience of the deep weariness that followed having COVID was instructive on how powerless we can be. No energy, no stamina, no vroom. It took several weeks for me to begin to recover, to regain my strength, to get the vroom back in me. Indeed, a full month later, and it's not all the way back, though it is much better. That vroom, that zooming power, is in a very small way analogous to Christ's power, to Christ's dunamis, to Christ's authority. When you don't have it, you know it. When you don't have it, you need it. And you can't pull it up out of yourself. You can try pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. That doesn't work very well. It simply has to come as a gift from God and from our neighbors. The amazing thing is that it does come. It is a gift. God gives the spiritual vroom through the many means of grace. When I'm spiritually worn out, exhausted, lacking in any measure of energy or power, I can partake of the means of grace and feel a bit of that vroom flow back into me like a rising tide. Prayer is a very important means of grace for me. Being in prayer, it doesn't matter what I say. In fact, it's better usually if I say nothing at all. I have friends, pastor friends, who are very eloquent in their praying. And you ask them to pray, and they'll pray, and they'll pray, and they'll pray, and they'll pray up a storm. Me? Greg, can you please say grace? Almighty God, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name, amen. And done. God knows. I have friends who like to tell God how wonderful and majestic and powerful God is. God knows. Being in prayer for me is often about being still, being quiet, keeping this thing right here zipped, and listening for that still small voice of God. And the birds outside, and the dog barking, and our child playing in a playground, and the tears of a friend, of the loss of a sibling. Hearing that still small voice of God speaking to me quietly from Scripture, quietly from the prayers of the church. Prayer is a powerful means of grace for me that gives me the vroom to get up and go. Fellowship, being around y'all, gives me a vroom every time. Charges my soul, excites me, enables me, gives me the power that I need. to live a life and be in ministry, to serve the Lord. Study, teaching, preaching. Few things charge me up, give me more of a vroom than gathering with a bunch of folk and teaching. I love learning. I love teaching. I love leading studies. I love preaching. I love all of these things, and they give me a charge when I get to do them. Singing is a powerful means of grace for me. I love to sing. I'm not a professional singer, unlike my husband, but I love to sing. And when I sing the songs of the faith, I feel a vroom come into me, especially in worship. Giving, being present with, and sharing with others the wonderful gifts that I have received, the blessings of family, and the things, money, time, talents, gifts, energy. Sharing, giving is a powerful means of grace. There are more, but these means of grace are instruments through which we not only receive God's power, God's love, and God's presence, but we also then share them with others. Yes, all of these means of grace can feed us. It can lift the tide of our lives and bring Christ's great power, God's vroom, back into us. And that's the point of Christ the King Sunday, or the Reign of Christ Sunday, the last Sunday of the liturgical church year. That's today. Next Sunday, we begin Advent, a time of looking forward to the return of Christ by looking backwards to his foretold coming and birth. Next Sunday is the beginning of another church year, a cycle of Sundays taking us through the entire expression of the Christian faith, from Christ's coming to Christ's revelation, to Christ's self-giving love in his ministry, his teachings, his sacrifice, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his continued real presence through the power of the Holy Spirit and reign in our lives. This Sunday, we bring this entire cycle to a close by looking back and thanking God for calling us to follow Jesus. The apostle writes, "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." The apostle says this to the church, and that means the apostle says it to us and for us today. We have followed Jesus. This church has followed Jesus for more than a century, living faith and hope and love, sharing faith and hope and love, giving faith and hope and love, following Jesus, his teachings, his way of life, his resurrection power, his grace. And for that, we give thanks. We give thanks for the great privilege of following Jesus and Jesus' way of love. Kate and I followed Jesus when we came here to serve among you as your pastoral family. We received great grace as you shared your love and acceptance with us. You're following Jesus with us, and we thank you for that and look forward to so much more to come. Following Jesus by giving a cup of water and a plate of food, a roll of toilet paper and a warm winter jacket, providing a place for sound medical care and safe, competent medical care, mental care. Following Jesus by caring for the environment, for the stranger, for immigrants to our society, and for those on the margins. Being open and affirming to LGBTQ folk, those who are so often pushed out of the church. Here, we have been welcomed into leadership by the church, And for that, I give you personal thanks. We are following Jesus through providing spiritual counsel, invigorating worship, opportunities for intellectual and emotional growth, spiritual formation, and transformation. Following Jesus, we share all of these and more. They are the expressions of the reign of Christ among us. They are the realm of Christ's kingship. They are the embodiment of Jesus' authority, Jesus' rulership. They are where Jesus says, and we do. They show us God's power. Not one of ruthless might, not one of worldly force or violence, not through threats of these either, but through love, through acceptance, affirmation, transformation, through love. God calls us to follow Jesus in sharing love, the love of God with all, so that the tide of God's grace can raise up all of us, can raise us up and carry us forward. May God's grace and power, which raised Christ Jesus from the dead, bring us also to true life, true hope, true faith, and true joy. And as we close out this church year, giving thanks for the privilege of following Christ, may we look forward next Sunday to the beginning of a new church year and a new opportunity to witness to the coming of Christ, to witness to the coming of the love of God, not just in a little baby in Bethlehem of Judea, but in the lives that we live. Here and now, sharing the love of God we have received, sharing the love of God that lifts our tide and carries us onward. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and may God's people say, Amen. In your prayer.